And welcome, everybody, to Motivation Monday. I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, author of The Little Red Book of Selling, and welcome back to the great Jennifer Gluckow.
It is great to be back, guys. It is great. Oh, I got claps. I love it.
You were away, right? Where the hell were you?
I was on a writing retreat, writing a book.
Oh, I thought it was getting yourself right. Okay, so...
Very funny, Jeffrey.
Writing retreat, and what did you write?
So I'm writing a book called Sales in a New York Minute, and it's 212 pages of strategies, real-world strategies that you can implement to help you make more sales, more money, and create better relationships.
Are you telling us about the book or selling it?
I don't want to tell you about the book yet.
All right, so... You can probably pre-order it on Amazon.
Yeah, you can pre-order it on Amazon, and we'll be telling you more about that soon.
As time goes on. So
yeah, but you know, there's a lot of lessons learned when you're away for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I want to talk about them for a minute, because I think that a lot of times people say they're going to write a book or they're going to do something, they're going to go away to do it. And you actually pressured me into going away.
That's correct.
How did he pressure you?
Well,
Jen, you got to go away. If you want to finish this book, you got to go away. And then he had our publisher call me, and our publisher, Dave, was like, Jen, hey, how are you? Good, how are you? Jeffrey called me and asked me to tell you, you got to go away. So he made sure other people were pressuring me as well.
And Jeffrey, why did you do that?
Because every time I've ever gone away for a couple of weeks, I come back with a book from the bookstore. But no, every time I have written a book, it has always required me, both intellectually and on focus, to leave your present surroundings and just go away and write.
So I struggled with that at first. I went away. I love the beach. I had our dog. I was all alone. And I really struggled with letting go of the business and letting go of everything that was behind, because I care deeply. And it was difficult for me. And so to get in the right mindset, I would say it took me about 3 or 4 days before I started to say, okay, I've decompressed. I can let things go. The team's got it, which I knew all along the team had it, but I just mentally couldn't let go.
So if you're a diehard out there and you're wondering what the hell are these jackasses talking about, it's supposed to be motivating me, I would tell you that if you have a big sales call and one that means a lot to you and one that you're trying to make sure you either make the right connection, make the right presentation, close the right deal, leave for a day and get ready. Get really ready. Not in terms of you. That's the easy part. You can do that in your living room while you're watching some stupid-ass television show. But leave to generate ideas about customers. Maybe go visit a couple of their stores. Maybe go to their place of business. Maybe have coffee with their CEO. Do something that allows you to prepare in a non-conventional way so that you can get ahead of the world, and that, you know, you had great ideas when you were gone.
And sometimes it's you don't have to leave. You have to get in a different mental state. And sometimes that requires you to leave, but leaving may be going as far as a coffee shop down the road where you have a different environment and different surroundings to, speaking of coffee... We have the Sell or Die podcast mug, which I think we're pulling up on the screen here. You can see Jeffrey is demonstrating it. I love that mug.
Sell or Die. They're one for $21, and we may throw an extra one in the box. We may or may not. It's our choice.
That promotion's over.
Yeah, the promotion's over. So don't buy one today and get a free one.
But do buy one. Do buy one and get one.
Yeah.
You'll get the one you bought. Yeah. Anyway, so it may be going as far as your local coffee shop and changing your surroundings. But
yeah, I'm just, I don't.
To prepare for a customer meeting?
No. Get away someplace where it's not familiar. You were in an unfamiliar place. Mm-hmm. You were kind of familiarized with it, but still, you woke up in the morning and you were gone. You weren't home.
Yes.
And eventually it catches up to you and you go, shit, I got to go to work here. And
I was super productive. So the moral of the story is, after I got into it 3 to 4 days later and mentally let go, all of a sudden I was rolling And it was awesome.
You have to generate ideas. You have to be where you can talk and move and create and put yourself into that zone. And you know, let me tell you something, diehards. You may think I'm nuts, but I'm nuts. I'm a nuts guy that's made a hell of a lot of sales by leaving and preparing in a way that most people don't prepare. I prepare in terms of the other person 100%. And many of you and your competitors, thank God, don't. Mm-hmm. So get out of town.
Okay, so Jeffrey, we were so excited to get into the episode that I think we forgot to introduce like what it is we're doing here. We have some people who are with us every week. If you're a loyal follower, please type in loyal in the comments. And we have some people who are brand new. So just type in new if you're brand new. But let's talk about
whichever you are.
Hey, we're happy you're here.
Yeah.
Please share it. And let's talk about what this podcast is about.
This podcast is a design. This particular one is called Motivation Monday, and it's all about getting the fire and the candle lit close to your butt so that you will move a little faster, a little better, a little smarter, a little more focused towards your daily goal and ultimately weekly goal and ultimate monthly goal and ultimate annual goal and ultimate life goal.
Life goal. Yeah. I knew we were going there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so we do a podcast almost daily now, and we're coming at you to help you make more sales and make more money.
This is part of the sell or die process. We have our big show comes up tomorrow. We're going to be giving you extras all along the week, but the deal is, am I allowed to say what's going to happen?
What's going
to
happen?
This is Doug Branson on the other end of the phone.
Can you guys hear Doug? Say hey to Doug.
Yeah, we're going 5 days a week in August.
Oh, yeah. Is it August?
We'll say pending.
It's pending.
We're going 5 days a week at an undisclosed time.
That might be August.
And it might be August. That's correct. I didn't want to break any news there, but it could be big. And this past week, by the way, we held our first sales podcast program.
Mm-hmm.
A two-day event with Jennifer and Doug and myself, and we teach people how to do their own podcasts, give them all the ins and outs. Doug was fabulous, and they leave with a podcast.
So if you attend our podcast workshop, you leave with your first episode ready to go. It's already created.
Not only that, but you can join the Sell or Die Network. And the Sell or Die Network posts it up for you, does all the stuff for you, gets you SEO'd, gets you in the groove, gets you rip roaring ready to go. And the people that were here freaking loved it.
I mean,
it was exciting.
So a lot of people have been emailing in lately asking about the Sell or Die Network. And the Sell or Die Network is a podcast network made up of like-minded, business-oriented, creative, and compelling podcasts that'll help you learn more and earn more. And if you have a podcast and want more subscribers or want to get your name out there better, or maybe you just want to start a podcast and you don't even know where to begin and you want to become part of the Sell or Die Network, all you have to do is email sellordie@gittimer.com and Doug will be back in touch with you with more info.
In a New York minute.
Yeah, and it's important to note, I think, that we started this network because really we looked out into the landscape of podcast networks and you know, podcasts are starting to get together and join forces and use each other to get better. You see Gimlet, NPR has obviously done a lot of podcasts, and Earwolf is another podcast conglomerate now. And so we looked out in the landscape and said, hey, there aren't a lot of podcast networks, a lot of great podcast networks for people who are in sales that want more business and want to personally develop themselves. And so we are trying to fill that gap now. And so if you want to be part of that network, please let us know.
Yeah. So when you go into a store to buy something, it's all about the edit. It's all about the selection that they have curated that you can purchase from. And what we're going to be doing for your podcast is creating that edit for you so that you can go to the Sell or Die Network and choose from the top podcasts out there in business and personal development.
And not only if you go to that store will it come in the right fashion, it'll come in the right size. So don't think for 1 minute that we don't know that you're out there looking for something that's just right. Because we got it.
So before we get into it, guys, we need your help. Can you share this live stream out with your friends?
Yeah.
We love doing this,
yeah.
But we need your support in order to keep this going. Please share this out. Give us some likes. And And thank
and
you.
And make it happen.
Yeah, make it happen. So let's say hi to some people, Jeffrey.
Okay, cool.
All right, we have Amin here who says, hello, coaches, what's up? We have someone who has a name in another language, so I can't read it.
There
and he
go.
Says, why didn't you come to Egypt yet?
Because the plane didn't land there yet. But I can promise you, if we put an event together, I will be there.
Paul is here. Hey, Paul, what's going on? And we have a few other people here. We'll say hi to you in a little bit.
In the meantime, I'm going to be in Charlotte giving two public events, one Thursday, this Thursday, for sales leaders in the afternoon at the Mint Museum uptown, and then one Friday at the same Mint Museum in the morning for sales mastery. That would be June the 14th and 15th.
But Jeffrey, I live in New York City. I don't live in Charlotte.
Go to the airport. Buy a ticket.
We have so many people flying in for this. It's pretty cool. It is really, really cool.
So let's go back to preparation, because I think that there are focus.
Yeah, we're going to talk about preparation, but Ken Walls really wants us to say hi to him, and he is the freaking man. So what's up, Ken Walls?
All right, all the way from Ohio.
Ohio.
Where the hell is that? And
is it still snowing there, Ken?
Yeah. So it was like 90, it was 100 degrees yesterday in Charlotte, by the way, if you're looking at the weather. I mean, it was hot.
It was sticky. It was
Jen
sticky.
Jen bought the dog little booties.
I did, because I don't want... That sounds really crazy when you
say
it like that.
No, it doesn't sound crazy. It is crazy.
But they're so cute.
Yeah, I know.
And this way it covers their feet so that they don't get too hot from the black pavement.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to get the dog feet too hot.
Somehow
they survived
the
first 5,000 years without them. And now all of a sudden they're like a...
Listen, dog booties are the new thing right now, okay?
Doug, does your dog have booties?
That would be a no.
Got it.
Well, our dog is hashtag not spoiled.
Yeah. Alex, do you have a dog at your house in Ohio?
No.
No dog? Do your parents not have
a
dog?
Okay, guys, do your dogs have dog booties? I want to know.
Yeah.
Say one for yes, two for no.
No, there's three. Dog booties are total bullshit.
No, they're not. It protects their feet. They just don't really like wearing them yet.
Okay, cool. Yeah. That's why they bite them off.
Ken says your dog is definitely spoiled.
Yeah. So we're talking about getting ready.
Yeah.
And sometimes you lose the focus of getting ready because you're too busy with your own crap. I got to make sure I got my slides. I got to make sure they work. I got to make sure I got all of the literature that I need in case they want any. Let me give you a clue. They don't want any. And you have your business cards and all the other stuff, and you think you're ready. No. You haven't even started. That's the given part. I recommend to salespeople that you email your entire slide deck to your customer the day before your event or your meeting and say, look, here's my boring slide deck. You can peruse it at your leisure. I'm coming there tomorrow to talk about you, your business, your profit, and your productivity. Oh, but that means you have to get ready. And if you're not willing to prepare, I can promise you that you will lose to someone who is better prepared than you are, even if they're inferior.
The reason this even came up when we were talking about topics to talk about was because Doug prepared for this podcast workshop that we did this past week.
Oh, man.
In terms of the customer and for, I don't even know. Doug, how many hours of preparation do you think went into that?
Countless. No, I mean, no, listen, I prepared for... I would say
I'm
multiple,
still bleeding.
No, multiple months. And I think, you know, I didn't prepare because I was scared that I was going to get fired. I prepared because.
Well, you should have.
Well, no. But that wasn't the motivating factor. The motivating factor for me is I'm responsible for providing value to the people that were going to attend this workshop.
Bingo.
And I did not want to fail them.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
That's the exact right philosophy. But the challenge that you have to listen to, diehards, is that he did it sort of step at a time. He realized that this was missing or he wanted to put that in there, and he kept adding to the outline on a Google Doc so that we could all see it and comment on
Doug
it ourselves.
Doug should get his own ding. Don't you guys agree?
Yeah.
Come on. Let's give Doug a ding.
Okay, cool. And...
Okay, for the record, the comments have come in and everyone seems to think that the dog booties are nuts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I could have precluded that bowl if you had just listened to me for 3 seconds before you bought the freaking thing.
What about the cape? The cape.
Oh, yeah. That's important, too. Yeah. Goes perfect with the boots.
Yeah. So, hey, Eddie, we just want to give you a shout out. Thank you for being here, Paul. Asked us to say hey.
Oh,
hey.
Cool. So, let's look at this from the perspective of what are you trying to accomplish when you go into this meeting so that you will have the understanding of how to prepare. So, for example, you want to wow the customer. Okay. You want the customer to buy. Okay. You want to preclude having to give them a proposal at a later date. Okay. So have the proposal ready.
Yeah. So
like,
here's
the proposal. Press R3 copies.
One of the coolest things that we've been doing is when you give a seminar and we're talking to the client about the Learning Academy, mm-hmm. we don't just have a blank conversation with them. We go in, we've talked about it, you and I, about what they could potentially get and the value they can get and how they could use this. And then we have like a really nice proposal or agreement, rather, that we show up with so that when they say yes, we say, okay, here, all you need to do is sign right here.
Yeah. And sometimes we pre-sell it, but listen, the bottom line is this. You have to be ready for the customer to buy, not ready to make a sale. There's a huge difference between one and the other.
But what a lot of times salespeople do is they get to that point in the meeting where the customer is ready to buy and they say, okay, I'll email you the agreement. I'll send it to you later. And part of the problem is you lose that momentum from that really high point of emotion where they're ready and they're excited. And then some time goes by because you get busy and maybe you don't follow up right away. And that's where you may lose the deal.
And so you see a lot of sales guru talk about get to the decision maker. And I don't really think that that's a valid statement. What you have to do is be at the decision maker, or all of this is wasted. If you're not by the person that can pull the trigger, don't worry about qualifying the buyer. That's a bunch of bullshit. Worry about getting in front of the decision maker and having them pre-informed about what it is that you intend to do, so that when you get there, there's no surprise and they're ready. And they're not going to say, well, I have to take this to my committee. You want to find out how the decision is going to be made if you want to qualify somebody. And you put yourself in the position of you walk in absolutely ready to walk out with a sale. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's a crapshoot and you probably will not win. The odds are against you.
Yeah. So I wrote an article about preparation and we can share that link in here. But it's not just how to prepare, but it's also what to prepare. It's as simple as starting with, and I it's like the preparation H checklist of preparation A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. You gotta have fun with it.
Yeah, yeah.
But the first thing you have to prepare is your attitude. So, Jeffrey, you ever lose a sale?
Occasionally.
Okay. And then you go right into your next sale.
Yep.
Are you prepared? Do you change? Do you do something to change your attitude?
I will go out of the office and scream fuck at the top of my lungs.
Oh, we are rated E, right?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, cool.
And then I'm ready to go to the next one.
All right.
Just get it out of your system. It didn't go your way. Identify what went wrong. Figure out how to fix it. Scream at least one expletive and then rock the house. Because if you are caught up in your own self-pity bullshit, I didn't make the sale, I'm not going to be able to make my car payment. You'll never make your car payment.
Right. And you're going to bring that attitude into when you're meeting with the customer.
And we're hitting on something interesting, which is a lot of people prepare to succeed, but how often do we prepare to fail sometimes?
Very excellent mm-hmm. point. Ding yourself, mm-hmm. you bastard. Ding it. Okay, perfect.
Oh, man.
Are you ready to fail? That's a brilliant point. Literally.
Someone on Facebook, I think, was talking about failing forward. And Zach Krupp and I were having this conversation about how important it is to fail forward. It was you?
Yeah. It's my column, Fail Forward.
Oh. Come on. I think they stole it from you.
Well, whatever.
I really do. I don't. I think they stole it from you. But anyway, so and so talk to us about failing forward then.
Failing forward means that if you fail, you don't go back into your hole, go back into your rut. What happens is you never fail again.
Here's how. Oh, look at that.
How about that? So that was number 293, by the by.
That was an early column.
It was 20 years
ago. Yeah, people stole this from you, by the way.
Yeah, no problem. But here's the deal. If you want to fail forward, what it means is that you fail with a lesson.
Yes.
You don't fail with a woe is me.
Yes.
You put yourself in the right frame of mind after it's over. You just go, oh, I should have done this. I'm pissed off about it. I'm determined not to do it again. My desire is still high. My work ethic is still high. I'm going for it. It's not difficult.
Hey, Sandy, what's up? Thank you for sharing. Ken, thank you for sharing. Ken and Sandy are having like a convo here between themselves.
Offline.
I love that. Online. I love that.
So think about it, diehards. What are you ready for? Are you ready with your own crap? Or are you ready with ideas and questions in favor of the person you're going to visit?
Mm-hmm.
What's your prep formula? What's your prep Yeah. And
Can I add something?
Yeah.
What would one extra hour of preparation do for you this week? One extra hour.
You might miss your show. You might miss The Bachelor. Whatever that bullshit is.
Is that still on TV?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Doug's shaking his head yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Katie, my wife, big fan.
Does she have bachelor parties like where all the girls watch it?
No, with me and the dog.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that's the party. Oh.
My friends used to have bachelor parties. I didn't partake.
I watch it completely from a television producer perspective, right? It's like reading it for the articles. I watch
it for
the producer aspect
right.
of me.
Like Playboy
hey,
magazine.
Hey, thanks, Ken. Ken's commenting on my nails.
I'll tell you something, though. We all sort of make fun of those type of programs, but I don't think there is any better example of preparation than those shows because they are so finely crafted, and those producers are ready on those big excursions that they go out on to encourage those dramatic moments that we get to see on television.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody cries and gives somebody the finger when they leave and they're kicked off the show or something.
All right, and then they're like, oh, we didn't get that. Can you give them the finger again, please?
Yeah, I didn't deserve that. I didn't deserve, he didn't love me. Those shows are so maudlin and so stupid, but what do I know? Because they always end up where everyone lives happily ever after, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, some people do.
Two people try to.
Right.
Not like girls get eliminated or guys get eliminated.
Yeah.
So not everyone lives happily after on the show. That's like the drama of it, you know?
Well,
like,
if you lose, you get to go to the beach. That's the thing. You get to go to Bachelor in Paradise. So if you lose, your consolation prize is you get to go to, Mexico and hang out and drink your face off.
The Jersey Shore. Second prize is 2 weeks.
Oh, man.
I think that there is an unspoken rule of sales that says you must be prepared. The question is how you prepare, and your boss is going to tell you to have all your corporate shit together. I'm going to tell you to have your corporate things are a given to the other person, and they probably don't want to hear it because they've Googled your company, they've Googled your product, and they've Googled you. Now they're ready for your presentation. Why are you telling something that they could have found online? Why?
Mm-hmm. One of the best ways I learned how to prepare was having a failed preparation. What's going on here?
You okay over there?
Yeah, I had a mosquito bite.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought they only bite me.
Well,
I have like 25 mosquito bites.
I think they flew past you for that moment.
No, they probably bit me and then bit you.
Yeah. But the bottom line for sales preparation is it has to be about them. If you don't walk into a sales call with an idea in favor of the customer, with questions that bring out information, including motives to buy from the customer, you are unprepared. You get a U. You'll also get a non-sale, or you'll get a send me a proposal, or we have to talk about it. I have to bring the board together, bring the decision group together, some other crap.
Back before I was born, preparing in terms of the customer must have been so much harder because
you had nothing to go by.
They're like, what do? You phone someone who knows the person, to get intel on the person.
Yeah.
Now you can literally look at what they're posting. You can look at their website. You can look at their bio. You just use your computer. It's like you can use your phone and prepare.
You had to go to a book like the Yellow Pages and see what they were advertising, or the Thomas Register to see where they were trying to build their brand. And you just looked for stuff about them, like a slogan or whatever the product did, or a testimonial or whatever. And you went from very little fact, very, very little fact.
But, you know, that also changes how the customer expects your preparation to be. Because back then, when you didn't have much to go on, they didn't expect you to know so much about them. Right? Now, if someone walks in and tries to sell you something and doesn't know what you do and is like, wait, can you tell me more about your business?
Well, it's the classic story of Steph Curry when Nike tried to sell Steph Curry and they kept getting his name wrong.
Exactly.
And Steph ended up going with Under Armour.
Right.
How could they get his name wrong?
Well, back then, you know, he was a little less known than he is now, but at the same time, they were unprepared for his future and unprepared for their future.
They thought that because they were Nike, they would win.
Right.
They went in with their with too much me and not enough Steph.
They said, "Listen, Steve, I got these shoes for you."
Steve.
Is that what they called him?
Whatever.
Oh, man. Ken wants to know when we're going to visit in Ohio.
We're going to do a public seminar in Columbus, Ohio in 2019. Guaranteed.
That's right. That's right. We do not have the date yet. We will have the date for next year.
You can buy a ticket
in
but
August.
You don't know where and you don't know when.
So I have a question.
Go.
Yes,
can,
Doug.
Can one over prepare? Can one overcook a presentation to the point where the other person goes, okay, I can't take this anymore. You've prepared so much.
Well, you can over prepare in certain ways. For example, you can overdress. You can be a phony, enthusiastic person. There's things that you can. I'm real honored to be here. I swear to God, I've been looking at your stuff. I admire. You know, I mean, you can go overboard with maudlin. What you need to do is just walk in, self-confident and prepared. And the most interesting thing is when you prepare, you're also self-confident. One breeds the other.
It creates it for sure, for sure.
You can.
And if you
that
don't
out.
Prepare. You're not as confident as you need to be most of the time.
And vice versa.
Oh, yeah. So, I don't know, Doug, can one over-prepare? Like, there's a difference between over-preparing and having too much information in your head and then spewing all that out. Because you can over-prepare and keep that knowledge and know that, like, if they ask this question, I have this answer versus having that knowledge and just ramming it down their throat. And that's a whole different topic for another day.
Right. So have all of it. So what you're saying is have all of your information prepared, but don't necessarily be prepared to deliver all of that information at once. Leave some room for conversation, for building rapport.
Exactly.
Or let them ask a question that leads to your prepared information.
Right.
That's the best thing that can happen. And speaking
or
of prepared-
you ask a question because you have that information.
And speaking of prepared information.
Oh, yes.
Probably the best way to get business information these days is LinkedIn. And we have Mario Martinez Jr., the digital evangelist for Vengresso, on our show tomorrow. And this guy.
That's right.
This guy is rocking it on LinkedIn.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
He is
and
awesome.
It is a show that you will want to listen to over and over, because it's got so many nuggets in it that you'll be LinkedIning with the best of them.
LinkedIning.
But there's so many ways to search a person on LinkedIn. Search a product, search a company, search an individual, search their CEO. You can find out all kinds of stuff just by using the value of the search to get prepared. Today's world revolves around, I personally prefer to search on my laptop because it's a bigger screen.
Yeah.
But a lot of people search on the phone. And you can do it either way. You can get it either way, but get it. And get it and don't forget it.
That's right.
Unless you're using one of those ovens from Ron Popeil, and then you can set it and forget it. But
oh man. So guys, while you're setting it and forgetting it,
yeah,
just don't forget it. Subscribe, rate, and review the Sell or Die podcast.
Please.
If you could go to Overcast and get our podcast and give us a star, go to iTunes, write a review. All those things help us get found. Getting found leads to us giving you more content, more ideas, more strategies, more information on a soon-to-be daily basis. But we need your help to make that happen.
That will catapult us past those bastards at NPR.
And review. That's right. NPR is beating us, and that just pisses me off.
And they're boring. Wait, they're boring.
Sometimes
no
they
one
have
gets
a good
excited.
Show. Sometimes
no one
they
ever
have
gets
a good
excited.
Show. No.
And that pisses me off to a point of excitement. And I'm challenging you out.
Yeah, when they call and make fun of us about it, they use their NPR voices. They're like, hey, just wanted to let you know that we're kicking your ass.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, so Ken Walls has officially given us an invitation to stay at his house. Ken, we will bring booties for your dog.
Yeah. Yeah, because I can tell you when we're not going to be there. January, February, and March. So you can count on
It's still cold in April. Yeah. Hey, Izzy Gradowski, what's up?
Oh, my God. My granddaughter's
on. We love when Izzy joins us. It's awesome.
Is she a millennial or a Generation Z?
She's a Gen Z.
She's a Z. Yeah.
She'll be making her own money shortly, paying her own phone bill.
She already makes her own money. She's a hard worker.
Yep.
Yeah.
And she's helping bring down our demo. So that's good.
The average age on this podcast just dropped significantly, and
We're now at 14. If Gabrielle joins, we'll be at 9. So listen, you guys, get out there. Come on, diehards. Get out there and crank it up. It's a little warm out today. For the most part, if you're in the Northeast especially, or the Southwest or Southeast, it's hot out today. Get into air conditioning. Get into the groove. Get prepared. Get out there and sell something, even if your ass falls off, because it is Monday, and it will set the tone for the entire week.
Make a sale Monday.
Exactly.
Make a sale Monday.
It's Make a Sale Monday every Monday. And we are the fantastic duo. I'm Jeffrey Gittimer.
And I'm Jen Gluckow.
And I'm reminding you to get out there and sell something today, even if your ass falls off.